Hey guys, it's Allison Creamer here with RE/MAX Allegiance. You know, I was looking in the newspaper this weekend and there was a really great article and it was actually talking about the stock market. Well, I actually thought it could be applied to real estate as well, and I'm going to go through some steps and give you some things to think about. You know, is the current chaos making you forget how the game is played? You know, keep your emotions in check and stay on track. Think long term, anywhere from 7 to 10 years, and don't get a day trader's mind. Since 1958, S&P 500 has said no matter when you invested your stocks, they grew over 10 years. So think long term. Accept volatility. And what that means is we are going to have highs and lows. We are going to have ups and downs, and resist the urge to jump in and out. And I would say that's with real estate as well. You know, resist the urge and think, what is your goal? Stay in the game. Once again, resist the urge to jump out. Be consistent when it's an up and a down market, and this way your long-term investment will override the short-term volatility. Diversify. Well, in stocks, I'm sure that means in different ways of investing your money, but I would also say diversify your money with real estate. You know, in the long run, it will be a positive cash flow for you. Average your cost out. You know, use money to determine how much money you are making over based on the investment. So if you know you're going to be somewhere 5 to 10 years, your cost may override and you may actually find out that your investment was much better than what you expected. Invest in specifics, you know, and not worry about the swings of the ups and downs. You know, there is no safeguard about the ups and downs and highs and lows, but consistently we have seen that long-term investments do come out on top. It's very rare that you lose everything. Reinvest your dividends. And so in the stock market or when you're making money, they want you to take that money and put it back into another investment. Well, I say the same thing as with real estate. Reinvest your dividends. And in my opinion, that means continue to improve on your home, continue to keep it updated and modernized. In the long run, that will make you come out ahead. You don't want to have to be selling something that's 20 years outdated and you never got around to putting that carpet in or the new roof on or the extra windows. While you're there, enjoy that property, enjoy the investment, but reinvest those dividends or that equity into your property to make it more desirable in the future when you go to sell it. And the last but not least, set goals. Know why you're investing. Know why you're getting into this purchase. If it's a short-term investment, make sure that you're negotiating the best offer and terms for you in order to get out of that property in 2 years. If it's a long-term investment, think about what do you need to do. Maybe it needs sweat equity and you have some great property value in the future. So just wanted to give you guys some things to think about in reference to the stock market and what I would consider real estate investments as well. Hope this podcast has been good for you. Reach me at AllisonCreamer@gmail.com. And of course, you can visit my website, which is real estate related, at BusyBee, that's BZIBEE.com. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.